Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, this is Irene Watson. I'm your host for today. Well, today I'm really delighted to be speaking on the phone with Robin Marvel. She is the author of the Awakening Consciousness series. She's here today to talk with us on how we, as women, can awaken our own consciousness and empower other women to do the same. The Awakening Consciousness book series includes Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide, and most recently, and the one that we are going to be talking about today, is Awakening Consciousness, A Woman's Guide. Robin is also a nationwide motivational speaker, getting audiences on their feet and participating in the empowerment of their lives. As creator of Marvelous Empowerment, Awakening Consciousness books, empowerment workshops for kids and their grown-ups, Robin is the nation's leading expert on topics of empowerment, self-development, and confidence building. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Irene.
Well, I'm just really thrilled to be talking to you, and especially when it comes to women and, you know, any issues or anything to do with empowerment of women. It's one of my favorite topics, so this is going to be a good one today.
Me too. I think so. I agree.
Yeah, good. I also had the privilege, I want to tell our listeners, that I actually did get to review your book, and I really like it because it just, it really is very personal, too, because it's more like a journal as well as empowerment.
Right, and that's what I wanted. I wanted women to be able to really connect within themselves and, you know, claim that power back, take it back and say, this is mine, and some steps to help with it.
Exactly. Now, one of the good things that you talk about are personal vibrations, and let's just go into that direction and talk about what is a personal vibration.
A personal vibration is really a good way to say it is your energy level, really. We all emulate this great energy everywhere we go, and we're going out into the world, and our personal vibration is making an imprint on everything that we touch. And so we can have those good vibrations, a good personal vibration, which, you know, is feeling good, being positive, and you're going to attract that back to you. Or you can go out with the negative vibrations, and that's going to, you know, help make your life a little more, I guess, a little more hard, I would say. You're going to be more of in a negative state, kind of bogged down energetically. And so that's why I touched on those, because it's so easy to raise it. You know, if you're having a bad day, it's so easy to turn it around, and I just wanted to make that available to people that might not have known.
However, sometimes, Robin, I know when I'm in my not-so-good vibration, and yes, I'm normal. I get there many times.
Yes, we all do. Yep.
Yes, and several times a day, I have to admit. Sometimes I don't even, I'm in it, and I have no concept of being able to change it. You know what I'm saying? Is that kind of clear? It's like I'm in it, and I almost, like, part of me forgets that I'm in this negative vibration, and that's not a good place. I know I'm not in a good place, but that's kind of like stops there. So give us some pointers on what to do when we're in that place.
Okay, I agree. I think that happens to all of us, but what we have to focus on is there's so many little things surrounding us and that are good things that we can focus on. Because a lot of times when we get, like, in a bad mood, and I think, and this happens to everybody, you really start to see everything from that eye. You know, you're seeing everything like, oh, this is so horrible, and you stub your toe and you're in a good mood and a high vibration, and you're like, oh, ow, but it'll be okay, and you do it when you're in a, you know, in that low state, and you're like, oh, my God, this is the end of the world. You know, I'm broken.
Yeah, like nobody can fix it.
Yep. You know, you definitely surround yourself and a good thing to do, this is always my favorite thing that I tell people, is to find something to be grateful for. It's one of my favorite things to do because there's so many things, even in your own house, you know, or your office, and you can find a picture or you can find a plant, just something so simple, and direct your focus towards that, and that's going to help you bring you out of it. And I'm not saying you're instantly going to snap into a good mood. Some people do. But it's a way to raise your vibration just for that few minutes, because you can't be in a state of gratitude and a state of despair at the same time. It's just not possible. So that's a time for you to shift your energy and start coming out of that negative place. And, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, you know, there's always times that when we are in that place, it also, it's a learning lesson for us too, isn't it? And if we can look at it that way.
Yeah, grab a hold of it and say, you know, there's something that I'm going to get from this. And it's just all about, you know, the way we look at things. And I get shown that over and over,
mm-hmm.
where it's just all in how you perceive it and look at it.
You have mentioned the word imprints. And I know there's just a lot of buzz going on right now about imprints being passed down for generations. And I'm wondering about vibrational imprints also. Is this something that, how we act and react within our vibration, do you feel passed down?
I believe that it can be, but I also believe that we have the power to change anything and be anything. So to look at your energetic or your vibrational imprint and go, oh, well, you know, my mom was like this and she was low energy or negative or whatever her vibrational imprint may have been, so that's why I am. That's just an excuse to me. That's my personal opinion. That's just an excuse because I believe that we are empowered and we can do anything we want. It doesn't matter what people did yesterday or what your parents did or what your husband did 2 years ago or whatever your situation may be. You know, it's all up to you. This is your path, your journey. You get to walk it however you want.
You use the word empowered, and sometimes there's a lot of confusion about that term and could be actually, you know, used as powerful and used in a negative term. So I'd like you to explain to our listening audience what empowered really means on the positive side of it.
Empowered means holding your own, you know, knowing what your truth is and taking your power and standing in it. So you're not becoming a conformist. You're not changing what you believe and who you are to fit into a societal norm or a label. You know, you're really owning who you are and shining like we're all supposed to, you know, like we're all allowed to. And I think that so many people, I agree with you with the word empowered because people are scared of that word. That's what I found in my work is that people are scared of that word and they feel threatened by it a lot. And that was really different for me because to me, I look at it as this enormously beautiful thing.
Right.
And people are like, you know, so to me, that's what empowered means is, you know, holding your own and standing in it and just being true to who you are. And it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing or thinking. It's your power.
So sometimes I know that, and I've talked to many women that get themselves into a place of despair. And it's really hard for them to even accept empowerment from others. Because sometimes, you know, we can't go through a lot of things by ourselves. We need to have a support group. We need to have a tribe. We need to have a team and an empowering team. And sometimes it's very difficult for us, especially as women, to go and find and create that support group. And I'd like you to just give us some words of wisdom on how we can just break through that veil that we have surrounded ourselves and go and ask for help.
Right. It is important to know that as a woman, you know, you have that power to create anything you want. And as far as creating, you want to surround yourself with people who are building you up. Like you just said, you know, you need that tribe, those empowered people. And you can easily break through the veil. It's just all deciding on when it's time for you. You know, you have to be ready for it because a teacher can teach you and teach you and teach you, and you can go to workshops and you can read books, but if you're not ready and you don't really want to move forward with your life of empowerment, then you're not. You're going to fall right back into it. You have to choose empowerment over and over and over. And I have to do that, and I think every woman has to do that, and every person has to do that, where they say, you know what, I want these changes, and I'm going to stick to them, and if that means I have to keep going back and refreshing myself, then that's what I'm going to do. And I've experienced a lot with my life coaching and stuff where women will come and they start out and they're gung-ho and they're going to do it. And then, you know, they come and then months later you talk to them and it's right back into that cycle. So I really think it's choosing it over and over and over. It's a choice every day to live empowered and live happy and enjoy your life.
I so agree with it. It's our choice. It really is. And actually, it's birthright too.
That's right.
It really is. There's a lot of talk right now, of course, in the media about bullying and, you know, the kids are being bullied and there are bullies. And it seems that because all of a sudden we're talking about it now that it's so prevalent now. But, you know, reflecting back when I went to school and, gosh, let's, you know, 50-some years ago, I was bullied. But that was something that I didn't tell my parents. I didn't show. It was just something that was done, but we never talked about it. And I know that being bullied is really tough on the self-esteem. And I would like to, let's talk about that, because what really is happening to the women that have been bullied years ago? And
I,
I was just going to say that
I believe that all of the bullying stems from self-esteem issues.
Uh-huh.
I think that anyone bullying is someone who's suffering, and anyone who's being bullied is also suffering because they're not able to, you know, stand up strong. Because bullies target weaker people, I've seen, and I'm not saying in all situations, but in a majority, they find that one person that they feel they can dominate and beat down. And with bullies, I watched it myself, and I've been bullied in school too. We were really poor kids and all that stuff, and we were an easy target. But I noticed with me, it would start and then it would kind of stop. With my sisters, they went through really horrific situations with it. And the people always bullying them were these girls with the low self-esteem. The girls, and even adult women bully still. You know, you see that. We talk about in the school and focus on that, but it's happening with women our age too. And they just really lack that self-esteem, and no one sat them down and said, you know what, you're perfect just the way you are. You don't have to try and be better than and more than and, you know, always being on top instead of feeling inferior, feeling making others feel inferior to make yourself feel stronger. So I think that self-esteem is really where that needs to come in and be an issue in the schools.
You had mentioned that, you know, when you were specifically talking about yourself, you were poor kids. Do you think that that is relevant?
Yeah, I do. I think not in all situations, but in a lot of situations, like I said, they'll target people that they feel they can be superior to, bully. I mean, that was my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a small town, like we were in a small town, in high school, and when there's these people who have lived here forever and they're, you know, their families are more prominent, and then they see these, I guess, poor kids where they're dirty or they don't have nice clothes or whatever the situation is, it's an easy target.
Mm-hmm.
That's my experience.
It's my experience, too. I came from a small town where my school was only two rooms, and in my grade, there were three of us girls, and, you know, three girls does not work. Because
no.
When I reflect back, it was always a twosome, and two, you know, it was either myself and another girl were against the other one, and then all of a sudden it turned around and both of them were against me, and the other way around, and it seemed to be shifting, you know, for years. When I look back, what was happening, and I had to really work with myself, because I was not only the brunt of bullying, but also I was bullying.
Right.
And, yeah, it is self-esteem. It is.
Oh, yes.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specializing in interviewing published authors about their current books and areas of expertise. I'm Juanita Watson, the host of the show, and invite you to join me as I bring to the air both well-known and upcoming writers. You will hear my guests talk candidly about their books, their life experience, specific topics, and the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, my intention is to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are syndicated and archived for availability 24/7 through direct podcast and MP3 download. And as always, I love to hear from listeners. Have a look at our website, InsideScoopLive.com. Send me an email, comment on previous guests, and let me know who you'd like to hear on the show. I'll do my best to bring you your favorite authors live and direct.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Today I'm talking with Robin Marvel, author of The Awakening Consciousness, A Woman's Guide. As you've heard so far, we as women do have choices on how we live our lives and contribute to our society. Robin is extremely knowledgeable on this topic, and not only from her own experience, but from working from others. And so please continue to listen, because we will be giving a little bit more insight to you. And as I mentioned, she is so knowledgeable. And by the way, her website is marvelousempowerment.com. And so your book, Awakening Consciousness, A Woman's Guide, certainly addresses the self-esteem issues and how we as women can change that.
Right. Well, we've been taught from such a young age, you know, that you have to be the best, you have to be number one, and then you go into your public school systems, and that's just a whole nother, you know, lesson of you have to be the best, you have to have 100%, you have to be a, you know, you're not, it's not okay to just be who you are. It's kind of a conformed society, which, you know, that's just the way it is. And so we need these people. I want these women to grab their self-esteem and their self-worth and go, you know what? I'm good just the way I am. And if I don't want to be like everyone else in this town, that's okay, because I'm good with who I am. And I face this a lot because I do live in a small town, and I am definitely very different from the normal here, which I pride myself in. And my girls are too. And I face a lot of adversity. You know, people really can attack even as an adult, like I was saying. And I just know, you know, if these women could look at themselves and go, I like who I am, and I don't need the validation from the schools or from my husband or from my friend or from this person or that person, then they're able to live with such a sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I've really taught myself. And so I want to share it with everybody, because I think, like you said, it's your birthright. It's your birthright to love who you are and be strong in who you are.
Exactly. In your book, you cover chakras. And, of course, that's part of the vibrational field. And maybe just for some of the listeners that may not really be familiar with chakras, please explain that, what chakras are to them, and then we're going to talk a little bit about how we can raise the vibrations in our own bodies.
Okay. Your chakras are the seven energy systems in your body, and there's tons of different energy points. I don't mean systems, I mean points in your body, but the seven main chakras are the highest, and that's where we store a lot of our emotions. And when they're blocked, then there's different symptoms that go along with each chakra. And when they're open and the energy is flowing freely, then they're really, you're healthy, you're feeling a strong sense of mind, body, and spirit. So they're very important energy centers.
And these energy centers are within the body.
Yeah, they start at the base of the spine and go to the top of the head. And like I said, each one of your chakras are connected to certain ways that your body works. Like your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, is really connected to like your survival. It's where we hold a lot of our childhood emotions and things such as that. So if there's a blockage there, then that's where a lot of the self-esteem issues come in. That's where a lot of the bullying comes in, because the energy is not flowing freely, and those are the symptoms that occur from it not flowing freely. So by working with, like, your root chakra, you're going to clear that out, and your energy is going to flow, and you're going to feel good, and you're going to start building your self-esteem. That's just another way to add to the many other ways that you can build your self-esteem and self-worth.
Let's talk about the root chakra. It is in the base of the spine, and in some systems it does have a color that is
mm-hmm.
attributed to it. And so let's just really kind of delve into the root chakra and all that it depicts.
Okay, your root chakra, it is red, it's associated with the color red. So if you do find that you're, you know, in my book I talk about there's certain symptoms that go along with it. So if you're experiencing like low self-esteem, if you're experiencing, trying to think of some of the other ones that I listed specifically in the book, that you're with your root chakra, and so you realize that it's blocked, and you say, okay, well, I'm going to clear my root chakra. So you can do, there's exercises in the book called chakracises, and for the root chakra, it's a bridge pose in yoga, because you're drawing the energy up from the earth. And do you want me to explain the
sure.
the bridge pose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say to the listeners, there is a picture of it in the book, but yes, do go ahead and explain it.
Okay, you lay flat on your back with your palms facing down, and then your feet are flat on the ground too, so your knees are bent, and then you're going to lift your rear end up, and so you're kind of making a bridge, but your shoulders are still flat on the ground, and your feet are flat, and that's drawing the energy up from the center of the earth, which we know is great energy, because our earth is just amazing, and that's going to start working your root chakra. Now, what I like to do when I'm doing the bridge pose, working on my root chakra, is envision the red color swirling in a counterclockwise direction at the base of my spine where my root chakra is located. So that really gets the energy moving. And a lot of times you can feel a warmth, and many, I do this workshop all over, and many people comment on how much better they feel after just starting to do this exercise. There's also affirmations that you can do along with the chakra sizes, and the one for that is I am connected to the earth, and that's gonna really get the energy flowing and help you clear out that root chakra and work on your issues.
And from my experience with chakras also, just clearing that one root chakra doesn't mean that all the rest of them are cleared also.
No, but it's just a starting point. But, you know, it is really good because it's where we hold all of our childhood emotions. And most of us women and men probably, you know, are that's where a lot of our issues are. And we have to clean those up so that we can move forward in our adult life.
Mm-hmm. When you're doing this bridge pose and you go into, I'm assuming you're also suggesting a meditative state and just really getting in touch. And what do you do when all of a sudden you've got stuff, I'm going to call it stuff, comes up to your mind, you know, experiences, maybe actions, reactions that from way past, what do you do with them? And I know this happens.
Oh, it definitely happens, and it's all, it's actually a good thing that happens. And even though we don't always want to face these, I don't want to call them demons, but these, like you said, the stuff, we don't want to, even though we don't want to face the stuff, it is so important to face it and heal it, because you have to heal all this. We can't just talk about it and say, oh, it's better, and ignore it, because it's still going to be there. And believe me, it will resurface itself, because these lessons, they don't go away, and speaking from experience, by just ignoring them, you really have to look at them and go, okay, how can I heal this, and what did I need to learn from this lesson? And it is so amazing when you can look at something that happened in your childhood, and I know we've all had those things happen that we look at and go, oh my goodness, you know, how did I survive that? And when we can look at them and go, you know what, I had to learn this from that, and look where I'm at now, and we're able to heal it, then we can really step out of that that fear of it and step out of that, I don't want, like the trap of it, you know, the heaviness of it. That's what I want, the word I want to use. We can step out of the heaviness of it and move forward.
So, Robin, you're using the word heal, and that's a powerful word. And sometimes, you know, some of us that know what that means take it for granted, but somebody that just is awakening consciousness, let's call it, you know, because that's what happens. For many times we're just living, and then all of a sudden we realize that, hey, you know, we need to make a shift. And all of a sudden this buzzword is floating around as healing. Like, what is healing? How am I going to heal this?
Right. Well, healing it is by, to me, I agree with you completely that, you know, it's new to people, and it might be a bit, you know, scary at times, but healing is being able to, like I said, grab that lesson out of it and not live your life through it. You know, a lot of people who have faced traumatic situations, abusive husbands, you know, whatever the situation is, they are unable to live through anything else but that victim state. They're not able to see the world with their rose-colored glasses because everything is through that. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I was hurt. I was wronged. This shouldn't have happened to me. And so they're not able to heal it because they're busy making excuses. And you know, it really destroys their ability to see life through the bigger picture. So healing it, they really need to grab a hold of it and go, okay, this is the situation, and I'm okay with it, and I forgive my whoever wronged me. And I'm not saying you're condoning it and saying it's okay what they did. No, but you're not carrying it around. I mean, a lot of us have giant suitcases behind us with all this trauma and all this garbage that happened, and we're just toting that thing everywhere we go. And we need to just leave it at the airport, let it be gone.
So I'm hearing also forgiveness is a big part of the healing process. And also I believe that not only forgiving the person that supposedly did us wrong, but also forgiving ourselves as well for the actions or reactions that we had to that situation.
That, right.
You know, that being a healing process as well, because the forgiveness is a two-way thing.
It really is, and you know, I think we're harder on ourselves than we are on the other people, because a lot of times we can go, oh, you know, well, they were in this state, and we're able to let that part go, but forgiving ourselves for the choices that we've made and the situations that we've put ourselves in, it is difficult sometimes, and it can be a bit overwhelming when you're first starting to do that. And that's why, you know, in the book, I do a lot of stuff on forgiveness too, and because I think that that's really important that people are able to allow themselves to be. I mean, you're only human. You did what you knew you could do then. So it's okay. It's okay.
Yes. I so agree. So women in our society, fortunately, the glass ceilings are coming down and women are getting more prominent into higher positions in, you know, corporations, in government and so on. But there's still, you know, a lot of women that don't feel that they deserve to be in these positions. And as a society, we really need to strengthen our bonds and give each other that support. And so what words of wisdom do you have for us that want to do that?
I think it's important to stop competing. I think that that is a lot of the issue that, these women that are stepping out, like you said, and becoming, grabbing a hold of their dreams and becoming what they want to be, we have to be able to support each other and say, you know what, you're amazing, and realize that there's enough for everybody, that, you know, the competing, I just see it so much at such a young age, and I see it in adulthood too, and I just really think that that dampens the whole bondage of women, the whole strength building, because we're like, oh, well, you know, like, just like if you see a woman out and you're instantly judging her, you know, right off the, by the way she's dressed, by the way her hair is done, what she's driving, and we're so busy trying to be better than everybody else, and I believe that that is a trained thought. That's something that we were taught from a young age, and we're not able to just say, you know what, good for you, you're being political, and that's what you want to do with your life, good for you. No, we're going, oh, well, you know, there's something wrong with her. We're looking for that wrongness so that we can feel better.
And that goes back to that empowerment. Empowering
yep.
each other, isn't it?
It is, and just feeling good about yourself, because mm-hmm. if you're stable in your own emotions and you're feeling good and you know who you are, and that's where you say, you know, our empowerment, where you're like, you know what, I know what I am and I know what direction I'm going in and I'm good with that, then you're able to look at these other women and go, good for you, that's amazing, you know,
yeah.
There's enough for everybody.
Oh, and there is enough for everybody. And more.
Absolutely.
And more. Your website address?
www.marvelousempowerment.com.
Marvelousempowerment.com. And listeners, Robin has a great newsletter. In fact, I just got mine this morning and had a few minutes to look at it before I interviewed you. And it's a good. I need to go back and finish reading. And I particularly like that you zeroed in on chocolate today.
Yeah, of course. I'm like, it's February. Let's do chocolate.
There you go, girl.
Yeah. Now, we all have good reason to eat lots of it.
That's right. Chocolate is very good. It's a great antioxidant. But we just need to be careful with the sugar and the fat in it. But there is chocolate that is good.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, gosh, Robin, thank you so much for taking the time talking to us. And I know that women listening to this are going to get the feeling that, yeah, we can empower each other, and we are empowered. And also for the men that are listening, I know that there's been some insight for them, too. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And there you go, listeners. We were just talking to Robin Marvel. She is the author of Awakening Consciousness, A Woman's Guide. And this is a really good book. I love the cover. It's got this superwoman on it with cape flowing. And it's great because that's exactly what we are. We are empowered women. And again, Robin's website is marvelousempowerment.com. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Irene Watson with Inside Scoop Live. Bye for now.